This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact, a great week when the entire direction of the off-year election, this election coming forth in November of this year, that'll be much more clear after tomorrow night. Why? Well, because of big primaries in Texas and in Arkansas and in Alabama and most of all in Georgia. This is kind of a former Confederate primary, but we will get to that and what to expect and what it all means. Meanwhile, something else that we need to figure out what it all means is the number one movie in the country for a couple of weeks has been basically called The Madness of the Multiverse. And it's Doctor Strange and the Madness of the Multiverse. And this reflects an interest in a phenomenon that serious scientists and philosophers and others have been speculating about for years and years. And somebody who's written about this, and written about it very persuasively and insightfully with all kinds of implications to that writing, what does the multiverse mean? How is it possible to have a different universe than the one that we inhabit? Not just a different planet, not just a different galaxy, but a different entire universe. How can there be more than one? That's a question that Steve Meyer addresses in his great book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, Three Scientific Discoveries That Reveal the Mind Behind the Universe. Dr. Meyer is a graduate with a PhD, of course, in the philosophy of science from the University of Cambridge. He is a former geophysicist and college professor who now directs the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture right here in Seattle, with which I am proud to be a senior fellow. Steve, okay, first of all, have you seen the Benedict Cumberbatch Marvel Comics movie about Doctor Strange?
You know, I
and the
actually
multiverse?
Have not seen the movie. I've read extensively the plot summaries, and that was enough to spark me to write about it because this has been such a popular concept percolating into movies and comic books. And it's coming from physics, and I of course have written about the physics of all of this, and I was intrigued with the title, The Madness of the Multiverse, because a lot of physicists actually think this is a kind of mad concept. It's certainly strange, and so I thought I'd weigh in.
Okay, and I'm glad you did. And please don't waste your time seeing the movie. It's much more entertaining to have a conversation about the multiverse. This, I think, is one of the least entertaining of all the Marvel Comics movies, which is a lot of movies because they have their own separate universe there. Okay, so when did this idea, and you write about this in Return of the God Hypothesis, which is posted on our website, but when did this idea of the multiverse, of the idea of these parallel realities somewhere, somehow, when did that first become popular?
Well, philosophers have been talking about it for a long time as an abstract possibility. It was first proposed as an exotic interpretation of quantum phenomena by a physicist named Hugh Everett in 1956. And this was known as the many worlds interpretation of the what was called the collapse of the wave packet or the collapse of the wave function. And this derives from the physics of the very weird in the very small domain where waves and particles are sort of interchangeable entities, that waves act like particles and particles like waves. And which particle is manifested depends upon what happens when the spreading quantum wave is observed. And so there's a kind of a range of possibilities that are actualized by an observation. And Everett proposed that there wasn't just one particle actualized by an observation, rather all possible particles that could exist and with different momenta could be would exist in some possible world every time there was an observation made. And then there were other versions of this parallel universe idea that came out of cosmology, a cosmological theory known as inflation, and finally string theory. There was an interpretation of string theory that also posited this. So the physicists have been postulating this idea as a kind of an exotic interpretation of some of the phenomena that we are aware of in physics, and then it started to percolate into popular culture, largely because of the Marvel people with the comics first and now the movies.
Well, okay, first of all, as I understand the real multiverse theory, it doesn't assume that each different multiverse doesn't have its own intelligent beings in it, does it?
Well, it assumes that anything that exists in this world can exist in an infinite number of variations in an infinite number of other universes, which is what's so odd about it. It's become popular. It's so exotic that a lot of physicists have rejected it out of hand. It's a sort of there's a phrase in physics and math called reifying the math. So if you have a mathematical equation that describes all the things that could be, some physicists have just come along and said, well, all those things that could be must be somewhere, and therefore there must be these other universes where they exist. And since there might be alternate versions of ourselves as possibilities, then they must exist too. But that's so strange and so exotic that most physicists initially rejected this out of hand. It's become popular because of another thing that physicists have been unable to explain, which is known as the fine-tuning or the cosmological fine-tuning of the universe.
Well, you write about that in your book. We were just talking to Dr. Denton about his new book, The Miracle of Man, which is also about fine-tuning that makes human beings possible. What is that additional phenomenon you talk about as fine-tuning that the multiverses are attempting to explain?
That's an excellent question. That is really the thing that's made this whole speculative postulation so interesting. It turns out that since about the 1960s, physicists have been discovering that the fundamental parameters that are at work in our universe, the law of gravity, the law of electromagnetism, the other fundamental laws of physics, the masses of the elementary particles, the quarks and electrons and so on, the force that's driving the expansion of the universe, all these fundamental parameters are finely tuned. That is to say, they fall within very narrow ranges or tolerances outside of which life in the universe would be completely impossible. Even basic chemistry would in many cases be impossible. And that has raised a question, and that is, why did all of these settings end up being just right? We appear to live in a kind of Goldilocks universe where the fundamental forces are not too strong or not too weak. The masses of particles are not too light, not too heavy. The speed of light is not too fast, not too slow. Why is everything just right? And many physicists initially concluded that the most obvious answer to that question is that there is fine tuning because there was a fine tuner, the universe appears to have been set up to allow for the possibility of life and by an intelligent creator of some kind. Now that's been a very controversial opinion and one that was not very well received by a lot of physicists of a more atheistic mindset. And so the go-to explanation for the fine-tuning has become none other than the multiverse.
Okay, we will get back to the multiverse. And is there the same higher power, supposedly, that is governing each one of these different universes or a whole array of them? We will get to that and more with Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute, 1-800-955-1776.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Just in the world, not the multiverse. What the heck is the multiverse? I'm speaking about that with the author of the best-selling book, Return of the God Hypothesis, 3 scientific discoveries that reveal the mind behind the universe. and I'm speaking to the mind behind the Center for Science and Culture of Discovery Institute right here in Seattle, Dr. Steve Meyer. And Steve, we're talking before about how the idea of multiverse, the idea of many different parallel universes, all of which could replicate some elements of the other. One of the ways that the one of the key differences between two of the universes that you see in the new Marvel movie with Doctor Strange is there's an alternate universe where they're in an alternate New York City where red light means go and green light means stop. That's the kind of level of difference. I take it we're talking about a more substantial level of difference than that.
That small level of difference or any other? One scientist is quipped that in the multiverse there's a universe in which Mother Teresa is an axe murderer. And we could maybe go further and say there's a multiverse where Michael Medved is a supporter of AOC. I mean, it could be as different or as similar as you like, you know.
Right. You can make it for yourself. What is all that attempting to explain?
Well, there are various things that the multiverse was invoked to explain, but the reason it's become really popular in physics is that it has become a go-to atheistic explanation for the fine-tuning, as we were saying before the break. And the way that works is like this. Yes, the proponent of the multiverse acknowledges the probability of getting all these physical parameters just right to allow for a life-conducive universe is infinitesimally small. But if we can imagine that there are an infinite number of other universes out there, then inevitably the right combination of factors would have had to have arisen somewhere. That sounds logical on its face, but even the multiverse proponents have acknowledged there's a problem with that. And that is that if these other universes are causally disconnected from our own, if they are literally separate universes, then whatever happens in another universe has no effect on anything that happens in this universe, including whatever the process was that gave rise, the probability of the process that gave rise to the different fine-tuning parameters here in this universe. So in virtue of that, the multiverse proponents have additionally advocated that there must be some kind of a universe-generating mechanism that allows them to portray our universe as the lucky winner of a great cosmic lottery, where this universe-generating mechanism is spitting out different universes one by one across a vast stretch of time. So eventually, yes, there is a process that would produce the lucky winner. But that's where the real rub comes in, because it turns out that the various universe-generating mechanisms that have been proposed, some based on string theory, some based on something called inflationary cosmology, themselves require prior unexplained fine-tuning in order to generate new universes. And so we end up going back right where we started with the ultimate fine-tuning that's responsible for all the different universes and a universe like ours popping out of that universe-generating machine as being something that's unexplained. And yet we know from experience the one thing that does account for fine-tuning, where we're talking about something like an incredibly improbable array of parameters that all collectively result in some advantageous outcome, whenever we see fine-tuning, whether it's with a French recipe or an internal combustion engine, it's always the result of an intelligent agent. So given that the multiverse doesn't ultimately explain the fine-tuning, we're back to where we started with the need for a fine-tuner.
Okay, when you start talking about a universe-generating machine, you know, I'm thinking of Sherman and Mr. Peabody from the old Rocky and Friends. A universe-generating machines. Surprisingly, and there's no such thing as a coincidence, there literally is just now a news story that came down the line. The headline is, NASA says something strange is happening with our universe. And the subheading is, observations also showed other galaxies are moving away from our Milky Way faster than thought. And then another headline, it says, ghostly unseen mirror world might be cause of cosmic controversy with Hubble constant. Okay, is this something that the Hubble Space Telescope and the other space telescope they just launched is really confirming? I mean, would they have any way of perceiving the impact of an alternate universe?
They don't really have any way of detecting an alternative universe, although there have been some very indirect sort of tests or observations, potential observations proposed. What you're just describing with the evidence that the galaxies are moving away from us even faster than previously thought is really only relevant to our universe, but it's an incredibly exciting find because it suggests that not only is the universe expanding outward from a cosmic beginning, but because of the rate of the acceleration of those distant galaxies, we now know that there's really no possibility of a future recollapse and therefore an infinite oscillation of expansions and contractions that some physicists proposed might still rescue the idea of an infinite universe in time, that we might have been expanding and contracting for an infinitely long time and therefore there wouldn't need to be the postulation of a beginning. But in fact, that new evidence is providing additional support for the idea that there is one great expansion occurring faster than we thought outward from an initial beginning or singularity, which marks the creation of the universe itself.
What that means to people is sometime in the next several billion years, it's unlikely that the whole thing comes crashing down. Is that right?
Right. It means no recollapse, which was because of the similarity of the new cosmological model, the idea that the universe knew over the last 100 years, the idea that the universe has a definite beginning and it is expanding outward from that beginning point. Because of the similarity of that view to the view of the book of Genesis and to the obvious and also the obvious theistic implications of the idea of a beginning to the material universe of matter, space, time, and energy. Many physicists have looked for alternative models that would restore the idea of an infinite universe, and the oscillating universe was one of those ideas. But now that we know that the universe is expanding as rapidly as it is, it's expanding too rapidly to allow for a gravitational recollapse, therefore indicating that, yes, indeed, there was a beginning. We won't have an infinite cycle of expansions and contractions.
Steve Meyer, his book, information posted on our website, The Return of the God Hypothesis. Eager for you to return, my friend, and best to your family. We will be right back on The MedVet Show.
I'm on The Michael MedVet Show, for God's sake.
This is
God bless you.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new survey from the Fed Reserve finds Americans were uneasy about the economy even before inflation started soaring. The Fed releasing its annual survey of household economics and decision-making for 2021. Only 24% of respondents thought national economic conditions were good or excellent. That represented a drop from 26% in 2020, the height of the COVID pandemic. The figure was at 50% in 2019. This, as President Biden says, an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains unchanged at $4.59 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
See in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, that's Marianne Williamson. She last week got into a world of trouble by suggesting that AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and other Jewish and Christian also organizations that strongly support Israel were actually encouraging anti-Semitism and were responsible for the rise of anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world. Now, it doesn't matter that Marianne Williamson happens to have a Jewish background. She clearly doesn't take the religion or the commitment to the Jewish people seriously at all. And basically to say that people who are victims of anti-Semitism, including, as a piece in the Wall Street Journal pointed out, all of us, which is not a majority, but it is a substantial minority of the Jewish community, actually go to services and participate in synagogue life, who all pay right now what is the Wall Street Journal called an anti-Semitism tax, which is all the extra money you pay for security guards. And again, it's one of those things. We recently had an observance at synagogue where we brought our 5-year-old granddaughter. And again, it's unthinkable that people, and it's not just Jewish synagogues, it's a number of other religious organizations all around the country. There's a Sikh temple that was attacked in Wisconsin. And this attack on religious institutions, which is part of the general crime wave, is awful. But even more awful is people like Marianne Williamson, former presidential candidate, a Democrat, of course, an ultra-leftist, a New Ager, a spiritual, golden lights guiding her, that she would say that responsible for that anti-Semitism are organizations and individuals who have dedicated their lives to defending the state of Israel is outrageous. And again, as Mary Ann Williamson managed to somehow explain her logic on this? No. But logic and Marianne Williamson are two phrases that can't even be used in the same paragraph, let alone the same sentence. Meanwhile, how is President Biden doing with his Asia trip, which is going on? Well, Dana Bash of CNN had this comment about the president's first trip to Asia. This is clip 16.
The State of Our Union is feeling anxious. Problems are piling up. The first planes from Operation Fly Formula arrive today as the administration scrambles to get baby formula back onto U.S. shelves. But the White House still has not offered a time frame for when families would begin to see the effects of these measures. The markets continue their longest sell-off in decades, dipping briefly into bear market territory and increasing concerns for some that the U.S. could be heading toward a recession. Americans are already dealing with inflation and soaring gas prices, and if that's not enough, COVID-19 cases are rising again across the country. And President Biden said this morning, everyone should be concerned about monkeypox. And it's not a climate that makes governing very easy, especially 5 months away from the midterm elections.
Okay. By the way, that's CNN, right? But that's not Fox News. That's CNN about the Democratic administration and Dana Bash. And she's right. You look at the numbers right now about COVID-19. People who think COVID is over, the number of deaths attributed to COVID compared to this time last year are, what is it, Jeremy? It's more than three times higher. It's much worse. The number of not deaths of new cases, but the number of deaths, I believe, are also up. But the number of new cases diagnosed, it's like over 100,000 a day. And people say, I don't need that mask anymore. I'm tired of the mask. I'm tired of these vaccines. What's amazing is, in this country, after all of the controversy and all of the back and forth and mandates here and mandates there and mandates yes, mandates no, we still have about a third of the country that isn't vaccinated, which is kind of stunning, or not fully vaccinated. And again, given the fact that the evidence continues to be that that is one of the most effective things you can do anywhere around the world to help deal with what remains a very dangerous pandemic, that is peculiar. What else is very dangerous? What else is very dangerous is, well, the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. President Biden, while touring Asia, somehow neglected the privilege and the opportunity of visiting Pyongyang, the North Korean capital, but he had a powerful message for Kim Jong-un. This is clip 17. He was asked what his message was for Kim Jong-un, and he said, "Hello, period." I think he wanted to avoid getting into trouble. Concerning trouble, the ultimate trouble could be Russian use of nuclear weapons. Mitt Romney authored a powerful, very thought-provoking, very important column today that appeared in the New York Times. And Senator Romney, there was actually Mark Mullen, former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who had this to say about this topic, the topic of Putin and nuclear weapons. This is clip 4.
It's very difficult to know what Putin is thinking at any particular time. He's obviously spoken to this. I think we need to make sure that we consider it as a possibility, both a tactical and God forbid, you know, the strategic force. That's, we have it there to deter both he and China and others that might get nuclear weapons. And I certainly hope that that deterrence works. They're the most devastating weapons ever created on Earth. We should remind that as the country that's actually used them, in the 1940s, how devastating they are, and do everything we possibly can to make sure that they don't get used. But they are a part of Putin's arsenal. He's pretty well cornered and boxed in, so we certainly have to consider it's a possible action he can take.
Let's have just a moment of silence after that. Romney writes, by invading Ukraine, Mr. Putin has already proved that he is capable of illogical and self-defeating decisions. If he loses in Ukraine, he not only will have failed to achieve his life's ambition to reverse what he sees as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century, the collapse of the Soviet Union, but he will also have permanently diminished Russia as a great power and reinvigorated his adversaries. Some will conclude, writes Senator Romney, that to avoid provoking Russia and thus avoid the prospect of a possible Russian nuclear strike, we should preemptively restrain Ukraine from routing the Russian military. We could limit the weapons we send, hold back on intelligence, and pressure Volodymyr Zelensky to make a settlement. I disagree. Free nations must continue to support Ukrainians' brave and necessary defense of their country. Failing to continue to support Ukraine would be like paying the cannibal to eat you last. If Mr. Putin or any other nuclear power can invade and subjugate with near impunity, then Ukraine would be only the first of such conquests. Inevitably, our friends and allies would be devoured by brazen authoritarian nuclear powers, the implications of which would drastically alter the world order. So what are the alternatives there? We will get to that. We will also get to a matter of nuclear confrontation or near nuclear confrontation for a member of the Hollywood elite coming up on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America loves him.
Americans love a winner.
Hollywood hates him.
You're a cheap, lousy, dirty, stinking mug.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just a quick word more about what Mitt Romney says we should do. Not just what he says we shouldn't do. Senator Romney, and again, he deserves a great deal of credit because when he was running for president in 2012, and he was the Republican nominee, and it was a very close race, that race between between Romney and President Obama, how quickly we forget, was a very close race, and a lot of people felt until the very end of the race that the polling indicated that Romney might win. But one of the things he said in the debate that Obama mocked, it was in the third debate, he said he thought that Russia was our primary geopolitical adversary. And Obama said no, he was reestablishing a reset. He had said off mic, he thought, though it was recorded, he told Dmitry Medvedev, who was the prime minister of Russia at the time, had told him to tell Vladimir that after the election we'll be able to talk, suggesting that he had concessions to make to Putin. In any event, what he says is he says that together with our key NATO allies, we must develop and evaluate a broad range of options. This is how to respond to a potential Russian tactical nuclear strike, which would probably be aimed at Ukrainian military targets. He says, I presume the president and the administration are already engaged in such a process. The potential responses to an act so heinous and geopolitically disorienting as a nuclear strike must be optimally designed, and they must have the support of our NATO allies. Mr. Putin and his enablers should have no doubt that our answer to such depravity would be devastating. And again, that needs to be made clear. Is there an example of depravity that is being confronted here in a new strike by Hollywood insiders? That we will confront in this Hooray for Hollywood.
Listen, give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
He's Super Coney Hollywood.
Okay. It's tough not to be sympathetic to James Cromwell. He's been a big leftist for a long time. But he's a fine actor. He even played George Herbert Walker Bush with some dignity in the Oliver Stone movie about George Bush the Younger. In any event, the Oscar-nominated actor glued himself to a counter in a Starbucks branch in New York City to protest the firm's, that Starbucks, surcharge on vegan milk. Now, what is this? James Cromwell is 82 years old. He's best known for his roles in Succession, Babe, Pig in the City, which was a sequel, and L.A. Confidential. And he and other PETA activists were gathered at the protest in New York City because a Starbucks, if you want to get vegan milk in your coffee rather than or whatever it is you're drinking, your latte or your cappuccino or anything like that, you want it not to be real milk but vegan milk, like almond milk. My wife loves to drink almond milk, okay? I'll confess it. And she thinks it's healthier and she likes it. But what James Cromwell and company are doing is they are saying that, look, if people want their almond milk, that Starbucks will have to subsidize them because the almond milk is more environmentally sound and it's kinder to animals. It doesn't involve taking a cow's welfare for granted. And there are all kinds of arguments that the life of a cow is not what it should be in most dairy establishments. And here is what the 82-year-old James Cromwell had to say when he glued his hands onto the counter in a Starbucks branch. I assume that his hands have been unglued. Here's James Cromwell.
Vegan upcharge now!
Save the planet! Save the cows!
And the vegan upcharge now!
Save the planet! Save the cows!
And the vegan upcharge now!
When will you stop charging us more for vegan milk? When will you stop raking in huge profits while customers, animals, and the environment suffer? The senseless upcharge hurts animals.
Now!
Man. Okay, stop the upcharge now. And while there are some people who are rightly, virtually everybody, concerned about the cost of gas, I actually got gas last night and couldn't believe it. But then again, there's that, and then there's the problems that people have with the price of vegan milk. The midterms coming up with very big primaries tomorrow. CBS News, looking at the results of their big new poll, that poll talked about the potential role of people of color and young people turning away from the Democratic Party. That possibility, clip 13.
Democrats view the party as weak, a large number of them. There's also such sharp criticism of the president reacting too slowly. What's the signal here for Democrats?
Well, the biggest one, and you talked about it with Anthony and with Congressman Jeffries there, the fact that young voters, black voters, Latino voters now also are in agreement that the president isn't necessarily doing enough to take on the economic challenges and inflation. That's the secret sauce. If you can't convince young people, black people, Latino voters in this state, like Georgia and others across the country, you're going to see Democrats lose big statewide elections.
Okay, they don't have to lose too many. Because the Senate is going to be a battle again, and certainly Georgia is going to be one of those battles where the Republicans have a very good chance of actually picking up a Senate seat. But in Georgia, the candidate for governor seemed almost to be writing off her state and her seat. Stacey Abrams, speaking at a Democratic gala, had a surprising conclusion of where Georgia ranked among the states. This is clip 18. Listen.
I am tired of hearing about being the best state in the country to do business when we are the worst state in the country to live. Now, somebody's going to try to politifact me on this, so let me contextualize. When you're number 48 for mental health, when you're number one for maternal mortality, when you have an incarceration rate that's on the rise and wages that are on the decline, then you're not the number one place to do to live in the United States. But we can get there.
Okay, the idea that they have an incarceration rate that is on the way up, you'll notice that she doesn't talk about the crime rate and the homicide rate that is even more rapidly on the way up. And the idea that she is going to do something about, basically all those bad ratings she doesn't like for Georgia. It's going to be very difficult for her after Brian Kemp wins the primary tomorrow and wins the Republican nomination. And I think heroically shows that he stood up for something like election integrity in Georgia. What about standing up for the Supreme Court? The Juan Williams has a fascinating piece. The Fox News analyst, the columnist for The Hill, he's going to be joining us coming right up. And remember, everybody seems to be treating the leaked decision written by Samuel Alito as if that is the final word of the court. It is not. And Juan Williams actually speaks about a way that the court could, and in fact should, save its own reputation and power and really spare the country from a terrible and unnecessarily divisive fight. What is that means? We will get to that with Juan Williams and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.